Nikedra Taylor.
And she goes, what, Nikki?
Nikki.
Or whichever you prefer.
I liked you immediately when you strolled by our booth here at the Small Business Expo in Atlanta. I loved you. And was ignited by your wine and vine tasting room.
Yes.
But you are a business owner of many businesses. But I'd love to give you the floor. Introduce yourself. We're excited to know you.
Thank you. So, yes, I am Nikedra, Nikki Taylor. And I'm here on behalf of our tasting room, which is Vine's Tasting Room. We are a pop-up wine experience. We're both here in Atlanta and also in the DC metro area. So we started right before COVID, and then COVID shut the world down. So we had to put a stop on it. But prior to that, we hosted two events. One was here in Atlanta and one was in the DC area. We partnered with Brown Estate Wine. And it was very nice. And we decided to just hold for a second once the pandemic hit. Fast forward to 2025, now we are popping up again. And we hosted an event October where we collaborated with three wine labels up in the DC area. Fly Girl Wine, Sip and Share, and Tree of Kings. And we hosted an event there. We had eight different wine tastings, music, food. And so we're looking to expand that and keep it going and get the wheels rolling on it and things like that. So,
are your clients the actual wine companies?
Our clients are the consumers.
Okay.
So we partner with the wine companies. They bring the wine, the education to it, and we provide the place to do it and charge a fee for people to come and taste wine.
Okay. And so do you have an ongoing and growing network of purveyors and wine companies, or how does that work?
Yes. So we have a network of purveyors, of course. And then we just partner with various labels that we feel meet a certain standard for us. We like good wine. We like to focus in on women-owned wine labels and or black-owned wine labels. Or local wines. So that's
we like mantra.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And the thing about wine that we find is that it's an experience and it's a very communal experience. So that's what we want to do. We want to provide that type of experience.
That's so wonderful. So what is on for the rest of this year? And then in 2025, I'm excited. I wish I had known about your other events.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be there.
Yeah.
So tell me what's going on.
Yeah, so we're actually getting ready to start planning for 2025. We'll probably plan to host our next event in the spring here in Atlanta, and then we might do another pop-up in D.C. The goal is to probably do one pop-up event per quarter.
Nice.
And then move into other areas like a wine festival and eventually get to a brick-and-mortar store.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome, Nikki.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So where can people find you here in Atlanta at the moment?
Mm-hmm.
Also, is there a website, phone
yes.
number, you know, all those kind of things?
Yes. So you can follow us on Instagram at Vine's Tasting Room. You can also go to our website, which is vinestastingroom.com. And that pretty much tells you all the details of our offerings. We're in the process of upgrading the website a little bit more to tell more about what we do specifically. But we host pop-up wine experience, whether it's in-home or if it's an actual event that you want to have at something like the expo or just, you know, anything related to wine, we are open to hosting.
Nothing too big, nothing too small.
Nothing too big, nothing too small. It's four of us, and by trade, one of us is in finance, one's in marketing, one's in strategic marketing, and one is a graphic designer. So we have a good team to really, take this to the next level.
And have you done parties or wine tasting events where there's themes? It might be a birthday. It may be some kind of a holiday theme. I assume there's different themes as well.
Yeah,
whatever
there
the
are.
Client would like
yeah,
to do.
Yes. Most the past ones have been basically generic and form where it's just coming. You're coming to taste.
Right. Nothing wrong with that.
Right. Right. But eventually we'll get to like a Women's Day event or a holiday or whatever you may have. But we can theme them also because we have the knowledge base and we have the staff that we work with to help us with the education piece of it.
What else do you want the world to know about your team, your colleagues? your company?
We are just excited to offer this both in the Atlanta and the DC area. We feel like it's very viable in both markets. Myself and my three business partners, we enjoy wine. We've been to Napa, and that's where this kind of spurred from that point. And so it's just a passion of ours, but we feel very inclined to take it to the next level.
What do you enjoy most about what you do?
Drinking.
Other than the drinking.
I like to bring people together to, I was just talking about this while here. I like the ability to bring people together because wine, like I said, is communal. And so it doesn't matter if you are sophisticated in drinking or if you're just starting off. When you open the bottle, it kind of opens up the room and it opens up the conversation. I could be Republican, Democrat, Black, White, you know, it just brings people together and with no judgment.
Yeah.
You just come, you drink, you have a good time. And you learn something in the process.
It's funny that you say how it's communal and brings people together, yet you're in D.C. That's kind of funny, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
We need more of you.
Yeah, and it's great to, because it makes me think, like, don't overthink it. Get together with your peers, your friends. But you're having wine and you're unwinding.
Yeah. And the other thing with wine is that it opens you up.
It does.
Yeah. It definitely brings out, you know, it just opens you and it allows you to feel like free.
And it gets you thinking.
Yeah.
Whereas you might not, when you're in that office environment or in this expo or, you know, driving hard all week working, it kind of lets you think and come up with ideas and
mm-hmm.
think about what you might want to start, something anew or change or reach out to that person. I love it.
Yeah.
Some of the best ideas are birthed through wine tastings.
I think so. That yes, and the yes. treadmill. Love it. Love it, Nikki. Yes. I can't wait to chat with you more
yes.
and hopefully work with you and your peers. And
yes.
I can't thank you enough.
Thank
Great
you.
Great to know
thank
you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.